Greets the Sister CARICOM delegation of Suriname and commends the country for the presentation of its national report and constructive engagement in this UPR process. We congratulate Suriname on the peaceful conduct of general elections last year and positively note strides made in the field of human rights, despite challenges faced, such as vulnerability to climate change, exogenous shocks, as well as economic and other impacts, including due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bahamas welcomes progress made by Suriname since its last review, including on recommendations made by the Bahamas. In this regard, we were pleased to note the ratification of the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, in addition to steps taken toward ratification of the optional protocol to the Convention on the Rights of the Child on the involvement of children in armed conflict. We encourage Suriname to expedite the ratification of this optional protocol. Other noteworthy areas of progress include efforts to prevent and respond to trafficking in persons, such as the conduct of a comprehensive awareness-raising campaign, development of a national plan of action, and the renewal of the mandate of the Trafficking in Persons Working Group, the establishment of the Constitutional Court, development of a National Action Plan for Children, as well as the extension of the mandate of the National Council on Domestic Violence are also welcome developments. Further, we positively note efforts to promote the participation of women in the labor market, the introduction of parental leave, and proposed legislation to promote an enhanced work-life balance. In a constructive spirit, the Bahamas recommends that Suriname, 1, ratifies the Convention Against Torture, 2, establishes a national mechanism for implementation, reporting, and follow-up of recommendations emanating from human rights bodies and mechanisms, 3, expands the water sanitation and hygiene program to ensure access to improved water sources and sanitation facilities, especially for people living in the interior. And 4, strengthens efforts to ensure adequate provision of prenatal and postnatal care to address the rates of infant, child, and maternal mortality. We wish Suriname every success in this UPR process. I thank you.